Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Man, it is hard this week to do an NFL power rankings. After the two remaining unbeatens lost, Buffalo and Philadelphia. By the way, that was the earliest in an NFL season that we have lost all of the unbeaten teams since 2014. In that particular season, nobody won more than 12 games in the regular season. 16-game schedule, but there were no 13-3s, no 14-2s. There were several 12-4s, but nobody won more than 12 games that year. The 72 Dolphins cracked the champagne, uncorked it pretty early this year. Look, I am going to go 1 through 5 because I think the only easy call right now is the number one team in the league, and that's the Detroit Lions. I think the Lions right now deserve to be in a power rankings, the number one team. It's not just record-based. They're 4-1. They're one loss coming in the opener, week one to Green Bay. They've been super impressive since. They're really good on both sides of the ball. Healthy defensively, we knew that they could be really good. Now, they lost corner Terrion Arnold. That's a big loss, especially considering they've got the Chiefs, the Bucks, the Vikings, Washington, and Philadelphia in terms of their next five games. We're going to learn a lot about the Lions. All right, KC at Arrowhead, Tampa, the Minnesota Vikings, Washington, and the Eagles are the next five games for the Lions. But I'm impressed with everything they do offensively. The key to that team is healthy on defense and then protect Goff. And you protect him with a really good running game and then everything that comes off that running game. When he is play action off of a real threat to run the football, man, they protect. And what an offensive line that is. Detroit, for me, is the obvious number one team in the league through 5 weeks, of course, subject to change. Number two, this is where, you know, you got a lot of options. I'll go Buffalo, even though they lost, and I'll chalk it up to, you know, they had three turnovers in the game, uncharacteristic. I think there's a concern defensively with them. I really do. And let's face it, the four wins they got, the Ravens on opening night, we've seen what they've turned out to be defensively, you know, even before the injuries, not great on defense. And then they beat the Jets, Dolphins, and Saints. And, you know, you go back to that Saint game after they lost to the Patriots, they were up 21-16 midway through the fourth quarter with the Saints on the move. Can you imagine if they had lost to the Saints that day? They were 14.5, 15-point favorites. So there, and I actually think they got a tough spot Monday night in Atlanta. That's the first game Monday night. Our game is the second game. But I'm going to put Buffalo there because of Josh Allen and James Cook. And, you know, they I think they're the second best team, but there's a lot of candidates for it. Look, I moved a 3-2 team into the 3 spot. I moved Denver all the way up to the three spot. Denver should be, worst case, 4-1. They lost to the Colts after committing a penalty on a missed field goal at the gun, giving the Colts a second opportunity, a stupid penalty. And then they lost at the gun to the Chargers. I mean, they got two losses on walk-off field goals, both on the road against Indy and the Chargers. Now, they've beaten the Titans, a bad Bengals team, but they went to Philadelphia and proved it. Nick Benito's an absolute stud and star. I love everything about their attack. You know, it's smart, and they've got players. Cortland Sutton's been a good player. J.K. Dobbins is having an excellent season. They've got that rookie in R.J. Harvey. He can do some stuff. I think there are a lot of, you know, potentials here. I just don't like Philadelphia right now. Not now. I mean, I think they'll get it together, but right now, I've got Denver as the third best team in the league. That seems crazy. Number four is another team, 3-2, coming off a loss. I just still love the Rams. I really like the LA Rams. I think they're better than the Niners. I know they didn't win the game, but I think over the next 12, the Rams will prove out to be the better team. I think they're just loaded on both sides of the ball, and Puka Nacua right now is a legitimate MVP candidate on his way. I mean, he is trending, you know, and tracking towards the greatest season in the history of the NFL for a wide receiver, and they have so much, you know, they got so many more things. Kyren Williams in the backfield, obviously. And the Stafford-Devontae Adams connection is starting to work. Tutu Atwell's a really good deep threat. They've got speed. I like the Rams. I've got a 3-2 team at number 3 and a 3-2 team at number 4. And then at number 5, I'm going to put Denton's, you know, team that he loved before the season started. They won, you know, the game of the year in terms of just the quality of the game. I'm going to put Tampa Bay in at 5. Baker Mayfield's a legitimate MVP candidate as well. Had one of the great, you know, road quarterback games in Seattle in recent memory. 29 of 33 for 379, two touchdowns. It wasn't a perfect passer rating, but it was a 90.7 QBR. He had some effective runs in the game. Basically didn't have a rushing attack. No Bucky Irving in the game on Sunday against Seattle. He did it all with the rookie receiver from Ohio State, Igbuka. And Godwin was back. Didn't have Mike Evans in the game. I mean, they didn't have Bucky Irving or Mike Evans in the game. I mean, I think the only thing you say about Tampa is they're sitting there at 4-1, and they squeaked by Atlanta, they squeaked by Houston, they squeaked by the Jets, and they squeaked by Seattle. And they were getting their, you know, what's handed to them by the Eagles until late when they got back into that game. I mean, I left off San Francisco, Green Bay. Who else did I leave off? KC, I mean, they're a 2-3 football team. Indy, didn't put them in the top 5. Jacksonville didn't put them in the top 5. You could make cases for other teams. You know what? You could start to make the case if you really believe that Jaden Daniels is going to be Jaden Daniels the rest of the way, that Washington is certainly going to climb. But they've got a brutal, you know, road ahead here. There it is. That's my top 5. Detroit 1, Buffalo 2, Denver 3, the Rams 4, and Tampa Bay 5.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Max, go ahead.
Kevin, you left my number one team off of your top five.
You don't have Detroit at number one?
No, and here's why. So I got the Packers at number one still. They're coming. I think they're beneficiaries of the bye week for me. Because last time we saw them, they're coming off a tie to the best offense in the NFL with the Dallas Cowboys. They played really well, coming back. But at the same time, Packers still beat the Lions. They own their numbers. They got to beat the best to be the best. So that's kind of my line of thinking on that. I've just got to see the Lions.
You
put
got
it
a
together
2-1-1 team as the number one team in the league.
I know.
I think it's a hard conversation. I'm not killing you for it. I think if Detroit played Green Bay this Sunday, Detroit's the better team.
Yeah.
I mean, week one is always a little bit of a fake. Like, by the way, you pointed something out. They played, statistically the best offensive team in Dallas, and they played the best defensive team the week before in Cleveland. And they came out of that 0-1-1 in those two games.
It is tough, but I mean, like I said, got to beat them to get ahead of them. So my next one at number three is going to be the Buffalo Bills coming off a loss.
Wait a minute. Two, you've got Detroit.
Yes, two out of Detroit. Okay. Yeah, that's my 1-2. NFC North looking good right now. Bills coming off a loss. I got them at number three. I still think they're going to make some noise in the AFC playoffs, but they can certainly be beaten like we saw on Sunday. So I think that one of these teams that might be rounding out my top five could beat them in the playoffs, especially with how good their defense is. Number four, my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're so fun. Baker's a dog. Did you see him talking to the Seahawks fans pregame when he was in the tunnel before the team came out?
I did not.
Oh, it was, yeah. Baker was talking a gang of that S. So he's a dog. Emeka Egbuka's incredible. Bill Kroski Merritt, Rookie of the Week, but Emeka Egbuka certainly right on the heels of him. Certainly could have won that award. So Bucks are at number four, and then number five, the Broncos. That defense is incredible. Their offensive line is the best in the NFL. Bo Nix just needs to settle down, calm, just read the defense and make the throw. Because his offensive line is doing everything for him right now. So my top five: Packers, Lions, Bills, Bucks, Broncos. My outside looking in, I do have the Rams, the Eagles, Indianapolis, and Washington. You mentioned the Jags. I'm not fully sold on them yet. They did beat the Chiefs. Credit to them. Big win. But the Chiefs are not what we've seen the past couple of years, so I think they're getting a little bit too much credit, especially on the books this week against Seattle. So give me Seattle this weekend, too. That's going to be my smell test pick.
Is there a team that we're not even considering right now that 4 weeks from now, 5 weeks from now, we could be like, whoa, how do we miss that?
Texans, I think, could turn it around.
That is exactly the one I was thinking about.
Yeah. I think
their defense
something is
so good. And I think incredible. Stroud's good. And they haven't had Mixon.
Yeah.
Now, they play Seattle. They've got a bye week this week, but then it's Seattle, and they've got the 49ers and Broncos and Jags after that, so we'll find out. But I think the Texans are long from being from being dead in that division. I think they definitely have a chance to be a part of that mix. And I would also, just say the Chiefs, too, but I think that they're not far from top of mind.
Right.
Yeah. That's exactly the team that I was thinking about. I'll give you one other team that I was thinking about a little bit. I mean, I think people know that Seattle's a good football team, but I'm going to throw out Atlanta. I think the Falcons are actually a little bit of a dangerous football team. This Monday night game coming off their bye week against the Bills off that loss, I think that this is upset alert for the Bills in Atlanta. And then they've got, teams like the Dolphins and the Patriots and the Panthers and the Saints and the Jets ahead. I hope that Atlanta doesn't get into the mix because you're going to lose that tiebreaker, you know, with the Falcons, as you would with Green Bay if they don't win the division in you know, wild card races. Washington's two losses, remember, are NFC losses. That's not good. Last year, one of the benefits of their early losses were that, you know, after Tampa Bay in the opener, they were AFC losses, remember, to Baltimore and then to Pittsburgh. So that's always a benefit. You don't want your losses to be conference losses. And they've got two of them, and they've got two against teams that one team's definitely going to be in the mix, the Packers, I think. And I think the Falcons are sneaky. I think Penix Jr. can play, and they've got talent. The Bears are interesting because they've got the same kind of level of talent around the quarterback question. Interesting. I think the Bears, though, you know, with Caleb, may be in a better situation coaching-wise, but don't count out the Falcons. I bet you people would say don't count out the Bears after they won two games in a row. This is a big game for Chicago Monday night. Like, they're probably looking at this thing, if you're a Bears fan, right, and they lost the first two, you know, they got blown out by Detroit, you know, and Ben Johnson Ben Johnson got blown out by his former team in week two, and then they came back and they hammered the Cowboys, and they just barely got by the Raiders, who aren't very good. But if you're a Chicago fan, you're thinking, we win Monday night, and we're 3-2, and we got the Saints after that. We've got the Bengals and Giants coming up. We could be in the mix in this first year of Ben Johnson. This is huge for Chicago. Huge for Washington, too, don't get me wrong. But it's a huge game for Chicago, and they've got a lot of motivation after what happened last year. Interesting league right now, man. No more unbeatens. There doesn't seem to be a juggernaut team. I mean, Detroit might be the closest thing to it in terms of what it looks like right now. You're two undefeateds through the first 4 weeks. One was a bit question marky anyway in Philadelphia. Now it's a bigger question mark. Buffalo losing that game, and you look at the Patriots schedule, you're like, look, the AFC East isn't even safe anymore. Baltimore is at 1-4, maybe on the verge of going to 1-5, but they're favored to win their division. Just some weird stuff, man, so far. It's great. There's just so much parity this year. And there's high-level parity, especially in the NFC when you consider Detroit, Tampa, the Rams, the 49ers, the Packers, the Eagles, Washington, and some people are going to start saying teams like Dallas and Chicago could put in, and Atlanta could be in the mix. You know, the Panthers and the Saints are the worst teams, I think you'd consider the worst teams in the NFC, and they're coming off wins. The Giants might be the worst team in the NFC, but they won 2 weeks ago against the Chargers, and it was just turnovers that cost them against the Saints. And they might be coming off a win going into their next win, next week's game after tonight. And that's where we're going to go next. Smell test after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.